Let me share something I wrote about for Success Magazine when it comes to stabilization for organizations. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, when millions of Americans got a taste of autonomy and work-life integration, they began demanding workplaces that recognize their whole humanity. They want environments built to support resilience. In a world where collective trauma and uncertainty have become our daily reality, that's exactly what the recovery phase is all about, the second phase of trauma recovery. Creating stabilization in the midst of collective trauma and uncertainty. During this phase, your nervous system begins shifting between emergency and restoration modes. This creates its own unique set of challenges. Sleep patterns remain disrupted despite physical exhaustion. Decision-making can become inconsistent, clear one day and foggy the next. Physical symptoms can emerge or intensify. Memory continues to be impacted. PTSD symptoms may begin to surface, like flashbacks to crisis events, or a heightened startle response, or emotional flooding. Let's explore an essential insight about the recovery phase that challenges traditional crisis recovery thinking. This insight comes from working with hundreds of business leaders navigating significant transitions. There is a common misperception about stability. Many leaders believe recovery means returning to business as usual. But here's the truth. Stability is not about returning to normal. It's about creating a new normal. Think about water after a storm. It does not return to its previous path. It creates new channels. These new paths often prove more efficient. The landscape is forever changed. Your business works the same way during recovery. The key difference is this recovery phase is that you're dealing with compound challenges, managing current operations while processing past events. You're not returning to your pre-crisis state. You're transforming. You're creating a new normal that incorporates what you learned through the crisis. This too is a normal response as your system works to integrate the experience. The recovery phase is the second of the four phases on resilient leadership and trauma recovery. The model of the four phases comes from my teaching on trauma recovery. The four phases are rescue, recovery, reconstruction, and evolution. There are three other videos available on the other three phases of trauma recovery.